welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Joshua. So get close to the radio and have your Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
Why he didn't have a complaining spirit? He had vision. Stay with me. Why is it we got old people that complain? They done lost their vision. They done lost vision. You can always tell people that done lost vision, they complain. They are complainers. Stay with me. Why is it that young people today are perishing? They don't have no vision. Young people today just give up over anything. They just ready to die. They ready to check out. They ready to give up. They ready to quit. Because they don't have vision. Why is it that these kids get on drugs? Done lost vision. Don't have nothing to live for. And dog done got to be a cool word. Hello, somebody. Dog done got to be a cool word now. See, once you start wearing a label, you're going to start acting like the label. We got folks today, kids acting like a junkyard dog. You know how a junkyard dog act? A junkyard dog is a wild dog that just run through the alley, run from one trash can to the next trash. He really don't know where home is at, because he ain't really got a home. And that's what happened to kids. You see kids out all kind of night, time of night, dressed all kind of ways. You go to certain parts of town and you see kids coming towards you, it scare you to death. Because you wonder what they got on their mind. You see them with a bandana and sagging. You don't know if they packing or not. Hello, somebody. I heard Jesse Jackson say when he moved from Chicago and he moved to Washington, D.C., he said he done been all over the world. He done been all down in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, where the Ku Klux Klan was. But he said he saw four or five young black brothers coming at him, sagging, and he said it put fear in his heart. Now, you think about it. This is a guy that marched with Dr. Martin Luther King where they was bombing up houses and stuff. Because our kids today, they live violent lives. And have you listened to some of these records? Hello, somebody. They're filled with violence in there. Amen. And do you know the fastest growing prison population is women's? These women's ladies can out-curse a man. I thought I'd heard it all until I listened to some of these ladies on these videos. I didn't even know they could let that come on television. Hello, somebody. But that has got to be popular, where that's the standard now. So kids don't have a vision of being a doctor or a lawyer. They want to be a gangbanger. They want to be a rapper. Hello, somebody. That's their heroes today. Heroes are what they see on the video. Perishing. Young people perish. The Bible says people perish, period, for the lack of knowledge. Yeah. Yeah. God wants you to be better. God, and once you get the word of God in you, you can do better because you read something that's better. You off what you read. Hello, somebody. Don't tell me that them videos don't affect you. Yes, they do. Stuff come out of you when you least expect it. Hello, somebody. I was listening to, you know, this talk show on this station. Then after the talk show went out, I was in the house cleaning, and the blues started playing. The blues station, well, the blues segment came on. And so I started listening to that blues song. Do you know, yesterday I was singing the blues? Hello. I mean, it was just, you know, when my mind just kind of went blank, the blues song came up. I said, man, ain't that something? I mean, just 5 lit minutes. I said, I'm going to change the station. I was in the kitchen busy doing something, so I just listened to that old crazy record. Amen. But it's been on my mind yesterday and today. Amen. I'm trying to figure out a way to use it in a sermon. That's what I'm trying to do. Because I had never heard nothing like what I was listening to yesterday. Okay. Hello, somebody. So that's coming up in a sermon. Amen. 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 Everything to me is a sermon. Sometimes we be watching television, and my mind went off in the zone, and my wife starts saying, Earth calling Tim, Earth calling Tim. Because I be trying to figure out, okay, now, man, that's good. Okay, so how can I match that up with a sermon? Amen. My boy said, Daddy, can't we just watch television? Let's just watch television. Here you're saying everything got to be a sermon. All right, let's go. Let's go a little bit further. All right. Before we go off this point, look at Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1 through 4, because this is where we as believers ought to be looking. Colossians, that's over in the New Testament. Brother Gaiman?
Yes, sir.
You got that? Mm-hmm. Oh, you got it? Go ahead.
Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Amen. Amen. How did the slaves make it through slavery? You know, people talk about how hard it is now. You know, we're in a depression and a recession and all of that, and we can't make it and stuff like that. Even in this recession, it ain't as bad as it has been in the past. Amen. See, now when people lose their job, man, you get unemployment. That used to be a time when there was no unemployment. Hello, somebody. See, we got a bunch of safety nets and stuff now. We got Social Security, we got a disability and stuff. You know, a lot of time we say, you know, I'm off from work, child. You know, I'm sick and I'm off from work. And you feel sorry for people because they sick and they off from work. But they still get that workman comp check.
Right.
It's still coming. They still getting that short term. So it's something coming in what I want you to see. It's something coming in. Amen. So we still got safety net. We still got places we can go to. But it used to be a time that you didn't have no place to go to. So it ain't bad. That's why we got to quit listening to the news. We do. We need to quit listening to the news so much. Boy, that CNN, bless they heart. Amen. 24 hours a day. I said, wait a minute now. They telling the same news and people just gonna watch that all day? And they just come with different reporters telling the same news all day long. I say, wow, it's a brainwashing. It's brainwashing. It make us not even want to trust and believe in one another. Amen. We done seen so many movies with boys that sag and acting thuggish and acting like hoodlums. So when we see one out there, we think that's a thug and a hoodlum. And it could be somebody that's their first time with a lit bandana, first time sagging and going out there on the street with the big boys. That's what I used to do. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. Trying to look rough and tough. Hello, somebody. Trying to be with the big boys. Amen. Going to the nightclub where they going at 14. With the big boys. You know you don't want supposed to be going up in there. Big boy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So happy to get out of there. Amen. But at least I can go and tell my friends I went. Hello, somebody. I was a pickle one. I was. I thank God. All right. All right. You can maintain your vision by where you're going, not where you're at. Caleb was out there in the wilderness. Now, what was he eating every day for 40 years? Huh? Bread and water. They was prisoners in the wilderness. Bread and water, you think about it. But he never lost sight of them big grapes and grapefruits. He never lost sight of it. And this is where Abraham was. I won't quit Abraham. He saw Abraham's grave and stuff over there. He said, that's what I want. Right up there on that mountain. Don't lose sight of where you're going. Where are you going as a Christian? Where are you going? Hello, somebody. Yeah. Where are you going? She just read it. We're going to heaven. Amen. The world try to keep you so focused on earth. So if I ain't got a big house like some of these celebrities got, I feel like I ain't blessed. Or if I ain't driving one of these cars that one of these celebrities is driving, I feel like I ain't blessed. If I ain't wearing certain clothes like what they wear on the Oscars when they be coming down that red carpet, I feel like I ain't blessed. If a lady can't dress like Sister Obama, they feel like they ain't blessed. Sister Obama ain't got nothing compared to when I'm going to get up there in heaven. The president on earth ain't got when I'm getting ready to get up in heaven. And if they don't know Jesus, oh boy, that's they heaven right now. Amen. See, we need to understand who we need to be feeling sorry for. Quit feeling sorry for yourself if you know Jesus. John the Baptist could go around when looking like a little caveman, but the happiest man in the world. All because he knew where he was going. Amen. When you know where you're going, it makes a big difference. Amen. We had to sleep at a bus stop one night, but I told my sister, you know, let's quit complaining, you know, at this bus stop, because we just at a bus stop. Right. This ain't home. Right. We'll be home after a while. Quit complaining. It's just the bus stop. Right. Amen. So what? We missed the bus. We'll get another bus. We could have had that bus, but you said it smelled like puke on the bus. So we got to wait 5 hours. It's 2 o'clock. Now we got to wait till 7 o'clock to catch the next bus. Amen. They got a television. Let's watch television with something we can't do. at home. We can't watch no television at 2 o'clock in the morning. So we act like we grown for a night. Hello, somebody. You know you can't watch no television 2 o'clock in the morning. Hello, somebody. Amen. Daddy be getting up through the night, having a Mac attack, and see you in there with that television. Hello, somebody. Peeping through the curtain. You know, down south, we don't have a lot of doors. They got curtains and stuff. Hello, somebody, so they can see that curtain. They can see the light shining through that curtain. Hello, somebody. So you done gave yourself away. Amen. God bless you. Keep your vision where you going. Don't get so preoccupied to what you got today. Think about what you're going to have. Wonder. That's what happened to the slaves. The slaves, whatever the master put on them out there in the cotton field and stuff, they just kept on singing. Boy, my burden in the heat of the day. I know the Lord is going to make a way. Amen. We've come a long way, Lord, a mighty long way. I got shoes. He got shoes. All God's chilling. Got some shoes. When we get to heaven, we're going to put on us some shoes, and we're going to shout all over God's heaven. Stuff like that keeps you alive. It keeps you fresh. It keeps you with some vitality in your soul. Amen. I pray that I can be like Caleb. When I get 85, I have some vitality in my soul. That me and Sister Webber, we can go out on the town. Hello, somebody. Amen. And I'll teach you how to dance at 85. Be like that lady on Dancing with the Stars. Did y'all see that? How old was that lady, Sister Webb? She was a lady, 82 years. They just should have went on and gave it to her. I mean, that lady was doing, she could just about dance better than any of us in here. I say, look at him. And they had her made up pretty good, too. She looked probably, you know, like she's 55 or 60. Because they had her made up real good. I said, boy, look what makeup can do. She didn't look like no 82 years old. And she was, you know, dancing and sliding and cutting steps. Yeah. That was good. You know, the man was bending her back like that, then bend her that way. I said, my goodness. That's pretty good for that day. Mm-hmm. Amen. That was really good. Amen. At 85. And now notice this. Caleb, 85, he said, I'm still ready to thump heads. Amen. Think about Moses, 120. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says his eyes was not even dim. Mm-hmm. Didn't need no glasses. At 85, 120. Now, so how do we know so far a person got faith? What's the two things, the three things we done learned so far?
Totally devoted to God.
Totally devoted to God. Claim the promises of God.
And maintain the vision of God.
All right, the fourth thing, a person of faith trusts God for victory. Trust God for victory. Look over here in Joshua chapter 15. Joshua chapter 15. Look what it says at verse 13 and 14. And unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a part among the children of Judah according to the commandments of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Tamar, the children of Anak. Now, who is Anak? Anak was a giant. Remember when Caleb got in the land, they saw the giants 40 years, and that's what scared the people. The people said, oops, yeah, they got the fruit over there, them giant-sized fruit, but they also got giant-sized people. And them giant-sized people, we look like little grasshoppers in them giant-sized people's eyesight. In eyesight, we look like grasshoppers. Now, Caleb, 45 years later, go over there, say, them giants, y'all got to move. Y'all got my blessing. And Caleb went there and thumped head and drove them out. Said, y'all better get on out of here. Have y'all ever, y'all don't ever want to make an old person mad. I don't know where they get that sprint from. But you don't want to make no old people. Don't think because they, you know, they are like Superman. You know, Superman looked like he was a bumbling dummy in the daytime, didn't he? Clark Kent, you know, with them glasses, Clark Kent, he looked like he was just, you know, a lit weirdo in the daytime. But don't let him find one of those telephone booths. He found a telephone booth, man, he come out with an S on his chest. And that's the thing about some of these old folks, you better watch it. Amen. They got some scrimp stored up somewhere. Amen. Caleb had some scrimp stored up, went there and thumped those giants' heads. Amen. Now, that's a person of faith. He trusts God for the victory. All right. Now, what do the Bible say over in 1 John 5? 1 John 5, Brother Booker, 1 John 5, is it 1 John 5 and 3? You always over in John. 1 John 5 and 3. Verse 4. Hold on, let me give you the mic here. Amen. 1 John 5 and 4. This is it.
1 John 5 and 4. And it reads, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith."
Amen. Amen. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Amen. Amen. This is the victory. So it's your faith in God. Now, Caleb could have even said, well, I'm too old now to claim that blessing. Uh-uh. Your faith in God. God want to keep blessing you until he calls you home. But you got to believe it. So as your faith, so your blessings will be. It's just like the other week. If you want a lot of blessings, you bring a lot of buckets. Mm-hmm. If you want a few blessings, you bring a few buckets. Mm-hmm. Amen. So every Sunday, we ought to be bringing a wagon load of empty buckets. Yeah. Amen. You're going to get a wagon full of blessings. Yeah. I'm taking back a wagon full. Hello, somebody. You got to believe God. Number one, when you come to church, you got to believe God.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at BibleWay Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.